see it in the movies, in the paper, and the TV news. Somebody's army is always on the move. There's gonna be a battle, the lines have been drawn. They got guns and tanks and planes. The wells are gone dry and the water is bad, and the air is acid rain. There's war after war and rumors of war from the east. There's a run in the ground and they're talking about the beast. Good mother's cry calls, the rivers run high with the blood of too many sons. Some people say peace is on the way, but the worst is still to come. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book. It's going by the book. Cities and the missiles stand ready for flight. A pale horse rides like the wind across the night. And that rumbling in the desert like thunder getting closer, are the trumpets getting ready to blow. There's gonna be a shout that will wake the dead. We better be ready to go. 'Cause the prophets wrote about it, and Jesus spoke about it, and John got to take a look. And he told us what he saw, and it's easy to see. It's going by the book.
It's going by the book, family, that King James Bible, that's the book it's going by. Right down to the letter. Every bit of it. Welcome to the Watching for Jesus program. My name is Thomas Scambell. I am the host of the show. Brought to you by Watchmen for Jesus Network. And we're here, full steam ahead. Today, we're going to talk about the Humanist Agenda, Part 2. A little continuation, some more information. Some things you've heard before, but put in a different context. And that's where we're going to go today. And news, of course, I'm going to cover what's really behind the news, not what they're telling you, but what's really behind the news. It's just really frustrating at times that how they deceive people just boggles my mind. All this time I've been in this, I just don't understand it. Either they don't have all the knowledge or all the research has not been done, or they're under a blood oath. That blood oath is a killer. Your Knights of Malta that takes, your generals, your congressmen, your CEOs, entertainers at the highest level. Once people understand that Satan is prince of this world, then they'll start seeing how this agenda comes together and actually works. But until then, and you know who I fault the most? Two specific areas. What you call Ashram rays, by the way, are the ways that the hierarchy, we'll call them, influence mankind in this heading toward a new world order. It's affected y'all's lives, your mother's life, your grandmother, great-grandmother, great-great-great-grandmother, and a million greats that you can put behind it has actually been a part of this, but being deceived by it. See, you have the Illuminati, your blue bloodline, kings and queens of this world, if you will, like Queen Elizabeth, let's name some names here, Prince Philip, her second cousin and husband. Anyway, well, they keep it in the family because they have a certain genetics that humankind don't have. And no, they're not that reptilian nonsense that David Icke, who's a was brought in by Jordan Maxwell, another New Ager, and they are of the New Age theology, studied Helena Blavatsky. And David Icke is a disciple of Jordan Maxwell. Jordan Maxwell is a fake fraud Christian. He is a part of the New World Order. He is a New Age movement adherent and follows Helena Blavatsky. As a matter of fact, he stumbles all over himself when he talks about her and salivates at the mouth. And by the way, Adolf Hitler also studied Blavatsky. Oh, by the way, Teilhard de Chardin, a Jesuit priest, is the father of the New Age movement. Well, Blavatsky is a mother of the New Age movement. There you have it, mother, father of the beast of the Bible. Of the beast, the real beast of the Bible. The New Age movement, which has been covered since 325 AD by the Roman Catholic doctrine. Oh, yes, that's an absolute fact. And now they're coming out of the woodwork. The Vatican, quote, has been saying for hundreds of years the Bible's useless. Now they're coming right on out and saying, the Vatican actually saying now that Jesus Christ himself is useless. That goes along with denying the name of Jesus, but embracing the name of what's called the Christ. Messiah. Well, then that begs the question, which one do you mean? Which Messiah are you talking about? Krishna, the Kalki Avatar, Bodhisattva, Imam Mahdi, Prince of Peace, Maitreya? Which one are you talking about? Well, there's where your fallen angels come in, the hierarchy. Jesus Christ is the only one, supernatural. You've even got now men of God, they want to call themselves, that say that Christians need to get arms and go start fighting. Fight who? Yeah, you see, those like Chuck Baldwin and the rest of them are leading you to a debacle of which you can't even imagine. Yes, I name names. Absolutely. If I don't, then what I say is in vain and won't make any sense. Family, you got to stand up for what's right, and what's right is Jesus Christ. Where does he get his knowledge? Where is he giving us knowledge from? The King James Bible. And there is no other. Literally. That can be proven. Deny it if you will, but you'll not prove otherwise. They haven't for 400 years. They won't any time in the future until disclosure happens. And that's when the falling away begins, the real falling away. It's being set up now, quite clearly. And then the Bible will no longer be authority. It'll never change the authority, but mankind will deny it, which will be his undoing at that point. A lot's going to happen between now and then, and a lot's going to happen after then, too. The Bible will never stop being the solemn word of God. In which Bible? The King James Bible. Until Armageddon, and after Armageddon, Jesus Christ himself will come down, and everything he preaches, everything he controls and talks about and performs and leads and everything to the millennium will coincide with what the King James Bible has already told you. Exactly, because that is the word of God. He is God incarnated. He's not going to change his words just because he's here in Jerusalem after Armageddon. That day is coming. You see? And everything, the way he rules that kingdom during the millennium will match exactly what the King James Bible says. That's the bottom line. There'll be no changes. Because that's his word. Why would there be? He's already taught us all this time, but we just reject him because of our lusts and desires and being fooled by Satan's methods of control that we're going to talk about today. He set the common core knowledge in education, religion, politics, science, the arts, philosophy, economics, finance, is all established by the satanic realm in what's called rays, with objectives and milestones, specialists for each one. And so, family, that's how it's going to set up. That's how it's going to set up. Expect that your walk with God is going to be interrupted. It's going to get worse. Because it must get you distracted from what you've been taught through the King James Bible. And that must increase for them to bring the falling away. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and then we're going to get started here. And I'm going to complete a little bit what I talked about yesterday, which I thought was a pretty good summation that somebody did about the way the Illuminati is controlling us. And they put it on a patriotic type site, you see. So the Illuminati would do that. Why? Because they're going to defeat the Illuminati. The Illuminati, listen now. The Illuminati is going to defeat the Illuminati, what's called the dialectic. They'll maybe make arrests of some kind of just people don't matter. They'll say the Illuminati has been defeated. They'll have some kind of battle they're going to tell you about that you don't even know if it's taking place because you haven't seen it. They may have a light show of some kind using harp and 3D holographic imagery. Who knows what Hollywood's got drummed up to bring in the false prophet, Sanan Emanuel. And that will be the falling away. Because he'll say the Bible's been misinterpreted. The bad guy's been chased off in the battle of some name or whatever. Just nonsense. We are your creators. We're here to lead you to the next evolution of man in this age of Aquarius, the water pourer, I call him. That's what really the bottom line. That's the highest level and deepest meaning of what's going on today. But in the meantime, they got you afraid of what? Ebola. They got you afraid of Fukushima. They got you afraid of what? ISIS. I can't say it. But anyway, you got it. There's no such thing as ISIS and Al-Qaeda. It's a lie. Created by the intelligence agencies that all work together. We've got whistleblowers of CIA telling you that. Even got Hillary Clinton in several interviews saying we funded Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda comes from ISIS. ISIS from Al-Qaeda. It's all fictitious, alternate enemies to keep you distracted and in fear. Are there going to be death in the future? Sure. Are there going to be bombings in malls? Probably. Snipers? Yeah. Attacks in schools? More than likely in buses. It's going to be CIA. CIA does not work for you. CIA works for the Nazi Malta, works for the secret societies. They're murderers. And they will even kill their own. They'll use certain levels of CIA under the guise of being patriotic and all that. And then when they're done with them, they're going to kill them. Same thing with the FBI. That's fact. FBI is a corporation. ATF corporation. United States of America is an incorporated dummy corporation. Well, yeah. As is each individual. In a colony, which is what we are. Oh, they've really pulled a sneaky on us this past 300-400 years. But the joke's on them. It's not a joke necessarily, but the terminology I'm using. Because Jesus Christ already knows what they're up to, already knows what they're going to do, and is already way ahead of them. I talked about this a little bit yesterday. It's impossible. Impossible to defeat the Creator. If they even came close, say using technology, harnessing technology with their silly little CERN and all these silly scientific advancements, which is nothing. God can just change your frequency anytime He wants to. Just a few tones, you want to call it that. And everything they've got just goes to pot. There's nothing they can do. And anytime he wants to, he can just dissolve their molecules anytime he wants to. He doesn't want to do that. He wants them to repent. He wishes that none should perish, but all have everlasting life. But it's up to the individual to repent of their sins, renounce the blood oath, and then he'll hear their voice and prayers. Until then, no matter what they do, will fall short, and God will not hear them until they renounce the blood oath. Renounce Satan, renounce the Freemasons, renounce the Knights of Malta, renounce the secret societies. Renounce their sins. He'll hear them then. Until then, there's nothing they can do that will get his attention, but it will receive his wrath. All the good deeds in the world will not stop the wrath of God upon them if they do not clear the way. That's a guarantee. This is very important to know. That time's coming. I'm going to dedicate the broadcast, and let's move on. Lord, we thank you today. Father, we come together in this network, this broadcast. Father, we want to first of all thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that died on the cross for our sins. Father, we call upon you to lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Lord, we see the evil increasing. We see, Father, the influence of the secret societies, the Luciferian agenda that we have before us, that, Father, seems to be increasing every day, and deception is on a daily basis. Father, we see it has crashed into the churches, the schools, the governments, the military, the business industries, and Father, we see it closing in. That's why, Father, we pray against the Wicca that controls this, the fallen angels that have led this agenda since the day of time until now. We see, Father, it all coming to a head. In the signs of the times, if we see the signs of the fall coming, we also see the signs of the end times as they approach. The way they reveal themselves, Lord, and the confident manner which they approach and open up, we see, Father, that they have made some headways that, Lord, we call upon you, Lord, that you would thwart their efforts to give us divine appointments that we can witness to others about the love of Jesus. That, Father, these churches have failed, these synagogues have failed, and the cathedrals have failed. That, Lord, you raise up those churches, you raise up those preachers, rabbis, or priests, Father, to shed the title and bring in the word of God to mankind. To renounce their affiliation with any of the conventions and committees and all this that they've sworn of their services to renounce them, Lord, and for them to come out and start preaching the true gospel. Father, we need that courage today. And Father, for ourselves, we pray that we pray on that belt of truth. And we thank you, Lord, for showing us that truth about yourself, your plans and your ways through the King James Bible. Father, we pray on that breastplate of righteousness. And we thank you for showing us the truth about ourselves. That on our own, we're never good enough to live in your presence. But Lord, you guide us through your Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit to a righteous life. And Father, conviction, we thank you. And the infirmities you give us to humble us, Father, we thank for you for those. Father, we pray on the sandals of peace. And thank you, Lord, for the peace you give us when we trust and follow you. And Father, the peace you give us when we repent of those sins. Father, we put on the shield of faith. And we thank you, Lord, for helping us to have that faith in you, that we know you are good for your promises. Father, we pray on that helmet of salvation. And we thank you, Lord, for promising us salvation, both for today's battles and for all eternity, to guide our minds from those influences of Satan. And finally, Lord, we pray in our hands the sword of the Spirit, which is the almighty word of God in the King James Bible. Father, too, when that Bible's taken away, Lord, that we pray that you put it on our hearts with the words to speak that will guide others in your path. and that this word of God will cut through deceptions and gain your victory in any battle that we may face coming up today. Father, we pray against witchcraft. We pray against the Wicca. We pray against the Temple of Set. We pray against what they have, Lord. But Father, for those you see the heart opening, that you bind that Holy Spirit to their hearts, that will guide them, your Son, Jesus Christ. And Lord, to even have covens to switch over and renounce their blood oaths. We pray for the Freemasons, Lord, that they'll renounce the blood oaths. And all the secret society members, that those, Father, that hear, that they'll answer the call and accept you as their Savior, bringing their families back in the fold of God. We pray, Father, for those targeted in our military and our citizens that, Father, are being targeted by these psychotropic drugs. Protection of the children, Lord, that are being sought after in these sacrifices and mind control that's being orchestrated. That, Lord, you'll protect them with the blood of Jesus around them. And to use them to sanctify families and bring families together. And all these things we pray. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. You know, everybody says they want to see supernatural. Satan shows his followers supernatural. Freemasons at the 33rd degree level. They see the manipulation of energy. They see the little energy balls that excites them. The ability to modify, manipulate energy excites them. Look at the power I have. It's not their power at all. It's the power of Satan being performed supernaturally to make them think it's their power to hook and crook and steal their soul. It's like an addiction. It's like a video game, but it's real. They harden themselves to the sacrifices they perform. Here in North Carolina, close to where I live, Winston-Salem, I live near there, there's a case going on. This is local, man, local. Local stuff going on. It's up close and personal. Not just my little area here, but everywhere else, too. So what I'm saying here may apply in other little towns you got there. But here in Clemens, there's a Clemens man charged with murder after skeletal remains were found in his yard on Sunday this past week. He is convicted of choking his mother 4 years ago, according to court documents. And this is about May 28, 2010. Bezuza Ilagrad, what a name, was accused of putting his mother, Cynthia Lawson, in a chokehold, forcing her on the couch and choking her until she couldn't breathe. And then the incident happened in a location, his home, and that's where skeletal remains were found in shallow graves in the backyard. And so Cynthia James and Johnny Larry James were listed as owners of this house on this location in Knob Hill Drive, whatever, according to county records. Well, Al Garrod pleaded guilty in the Forsyth District Court on August 23rd, 2011, to a misdemeanor assault on a female and was placed on probation for 12 months. Now, Al Garrod's girlfriend, Amber Bursch, was also accused of assaulting Al Garrod. And according to an arrest, excuse me, family, I got some problems here. I got some serious problems. I got some things I got to fix here. Hold a second. Sorry, I had to fix something. A little bit of an eruption. Okay, we got it fixed. According to arrest, he was charged with murder in connection with discovery of skeleton remains. He was also accused of hitting Algarod in the face on November 7, 2011. She was convicted in 2012 of assault and battery in that incident, according to court records. Well, this Algarod was born in San Francisco in 1978, and his father was listed as Timothy Lawson, and Algarod's birth name was John Alexander Lawson. In 2002, he legally changed his name to Pazuzu Ilya Algarod. And there's an affidavit that the name was changed for religious reasons. Now, this affidavit didn't offer any details about his religion, but Pazuzu is the name of an Assyrian demon whose name was used in the movie The Exorcist. So a secured bond form related to the assault on his mother, a magistrate wrote that Cynthia Lawson told law enforcement officials that she was afraid of her son, but she did not want to prosecute. So the law enforcement also told the magistrate that Algarod regularly performed satanic rituals and animal sacrifices at the home on Knob Hill Drive, according to court documents. It all goes back to that. And authorities said they found the skeleton remains of two unidentified people buried in shallow graves in the backyard. Family, everything going on today revolves around that. And there may be more. It's involved in gangs, all sorts of other activities, but it's all revolved around the satanic realm. And that's what's happening all today. Everything that's going on. Not just gangs and all that, but the gangs are involved in satanic worship. Family, when you start getting close to the truth, you will have interruptions of all kinds. Some of the people involved won't even know that they're involved. They won't have no idea. You see? It'll come from all different directions. Satan does not want this kind of information out. He'll tell you certain truths through his minions, secret society members, and so-called experts and all this, even family members. But then when you get too close to the truth, too close to spiritual warfare, too close to being effective, there will come distractions. There will come interruptions every single time. The closer you get to pulling away, the more he's going to try to interrupt you in some way or another. You know, it's no different on your Facebook and YouTube accounts and all that. They'll come on your Facebook, for example, and they'll watch what you post on your Facebook. Let's say, for example, you have one. You have a post, you have a page or whatever. And they'll put his minions, usually covens or groups, on your Facebook, and we'll watch and say all the kind words, all the words about Jesus, and I love Jesus. Oh, praise be. Oh, yeah, watch when they say that. Mm-hmm. When they say praise be, you got yourself Wicca. And watch the words. And they come on very strong. You see. Make friends with you. Can you friend me? Oh, I love how you do this and do that and so forth and so on. And then what they're doing is studying what you do, studying what you say. They're watching who your friends are. And then when the time comes, they activate and you start becoming a significant factor on your Facebook, YouTube, or whatever. And then after a period of time, they've got that confidence. depends when they're activated, they switch on you. Or they start moving private messages in the background to people they know. They establish relationships and friendships to start a fifth column infiltration. And then eventually they'll end up to you. They've got their background. They've got their friends that were your friends kind of thing. And then they'll start countering what you say when they feel they have confidence, control on your Facebook, YouTube, whatever it is. That's how they really work. It's called a fifth column strategy. In my Facebook, I always give people the benefit of the doubt. Who am I to say? I'm learning too. But when I see it's obvious, I will ban them in less than 1 second. I won't hesitate. Nobody knows it all in this. Well, I guess I can call it a game. It's a dangerous game, but in this game, nobody knows it all. It's impossible. Even they don't. If they knew it all, they wouldn't do what they do. If they knew they're going to end up in hell by what they're doing, they wouldn't be doing it. So they don't know all the truth either. Who's they? I'm talking four-star generals. I'm talking admirals. I'm talking presidents of this country. I'm talking about CEOs of the highest level of business that you can imagine. Or involved in this satanic agenda. The Bohemian Grove, etc. Wesak festivals. Wesak festival. It's so disarming to say, oh, where are you going? Oh, I'm going to the Wesak festival. Family, that's Woodstock on steroids. And on the outside peripheral, they have their little clothing outfits and dancing around the maypole and running naked at night. Whatever they're going to do. I don't have Bob and Apples yet, but anyway, Wesak festival, they have the tarot cards and the hocus pocus Christ consciousness seminars and all this stuff and enlightenment and I don't know what else. That's the outer core. But inner core, they murder children. You understand this? They have the fallen angels that come there, or they channel through their adherents in certain levels of this organization at the Wesak Festival. It's massive. Family, listen. You have Satan, Lucifer of the Bible, the evil one, the adversary. His name in the New Age movement is Sanat Kumara. That's Satan's name in the New Age realm. He shows up at these festivals. Or channels. Who else does? Raziel. El Hilarion. They got these names. Saint Germain. You can trace him back to the 18th century. This is not movies. This is real. They need blood. They need flesh. If they don't have enough life force energy to manifest themselves like they did in the 1800s, in early 1900s with Elena Blavatsky and Alice Bailey, if they can't actually manifest, they have to channel through human beings. One of the main channeling points, listen, one of the main channeling points for them, you might say a modem, if you will, from the second heaven to the first, is Tibet. Your Dalai Lama. One of the most evil men on the face of this planet. Now you think, oh, come on, Pol Pot was, or Saddam Hussein. No, that's the projected evil. That's what you use as a category of evil. So everybody else must not be. That's called the dialectic. You see, the Dalai Lama is another channeler. He passes the demonic realm of the entities to the world leaders. That's why it does the little headbutt thing. It's a Buddhist practice. The headbutt. I know that sounds strange, but it's true. About passing pineal gland to pineal gland of the demonic entity into the next person. That's how that works, the alchemy of it. That's the supernatural. And they know this, and they don't want you to know that. And that scarf has a lot to do with it. Of acceptance, of passing a spiritual energy to that person that's accepting it. it works. And in their Freemasonry, each of star, they've renounced Jesus Christ at certain levels, which allows that demonic entity to come inside them. Otherwise, it cannot do it. If they've got the Holy Spirit within them, it won't work. Matter of fact, it goes back into them and causes them to freak out. That's why they all got to be prepared. I know for a fact now, from personal experience, I had a friend for 33 years, almost like a brother. And about 5 or 6 years ago, I went to work for him, teaching martial arts. Known him since 1972. And I noticed, to make a long story short, when I was teaching martial arts and was teaching with him, for him, actually, it was different. I was talking about the New World Order, the chemtrails, etc., etc., tyrannical government and all that, and it was not getting on very well. People couldn't accept about that I was talking to openly and talking about the cameras and all that stuff. They said, "Oh, Tom, you're going off the edge here." I said, "No, really, this is part of their agenda," and sure enough, it is. Now you're starting to find this out, people are, how they're connected. The stave system goes back to the 1970s. The chemtrails and all that sort of thing. All I'm doing, trying to do everywhere I go is warn people about it. Well, some people just can't handle it. So I know when to back off, etc., etc. But in any case, I knew that every time I get a phone call or something came up, he was always there. I said, "Well, that's amazing." I mean, it was consistent. And the attitude was different. Everything was different. I couldn't figure it out. And then about 4 or 5 months later, we had a talk because things weren't working so well. Our relationship, friendship was kind of at odds or something. He said, "Well, you know, all this talk about New World Order and all that, you got to do that somewhere else." I said, "Well, I mean, people ask me, I won't tell them." He said, "But the Freemasons too." I said, "What about that?" He said, "Well, you know, I'm a 33rd degree Freemason." I said, "Oh, really?" I said, "Oh, mercy." See, I knew. When you become a 33rd degree Mason, you renounce Jesus Christ. You renounce Jesus Christ. At that moment, the second you renounce Jesus Christ, you go through the ritual of a 33rd degree Freemason ritual, you're immediately indwelled by a demon. Immediately. And it will change your personality now and your character. Because when it didn't work out, and I was terminated, he tried to make sure I got no unemployment till I found another job. I mean, he went he went after it. I'm like, what in the world? It was like 180. Okay, here's my point. This is why I'm telling you this. It's not a personal thing I'm telling you on radio. I'm trying to make a point, and I can't use anybody else. So I use myself, whatever. Here's my point, Marines, Oath Keepers, Tea Party, Special Forces, I don't care who you are. You got a general or a colonel that used to be a friend of yours back in the day. When they become a member of the Joint Chief of Staff and they're a member of the Council of Foreign Relations, they are no more your friend. I don't care if you're neighbors or whatever. They've taken a blood oath that's absolutely horrific, horrible blood oath of the Knights of Malta, Knights of Columbus, Rhodes Scholars, and Jesuits. You can read it yourself. It is horrible. It is evil beyond your imagination that they take this oath. They're not the same person you knew 20 years ago. And they will lie to you and convince you otherwise. But if they're a member of this organizations, then they are your enemy. And you'll never know it until the hammer falls on you. And they're very convincing. I know for a fact how it works. General Boykin is one, Rhodes Scholar, Naomi Wolf, William Clinton, Buchanan, all those that belong to these organizations, and you can find the list of them, can never be trusted. Members of the Council on National Policy, look at the list. You cannot trust them. They'll always tell you certain truths to hook you, then they'll crook you without you knowing it. Or they'll tell you truths to lead you down a different path. They always got to tell you the truth. But they'll deviate 10 or 20%. That's how it works. That's how it really works. Because their allegiance is no longer the United States. Their allegiance is no longer patriotism. Their allegiance is no longer to God, but to Satan. They call Lucifer. And they look at Satan as a separate entity of evil, and Lucifer is really good. That's the secret they're told at a certain degree level. Much higher level. That Lucifer is really the good God, and Satan is the evil one, is Jesus. They convince them of that using the Bible, but not the King James Bible, they don't. Now you see why they've written the other Bibles. Isaiah 14:12, Luke 10:18, and Revelation 22:16. They use those three verses for starts. And you look at the different, I'm not going to go over it right now, but if you compare those three verses with the King James versus NIV or other Bibles, you'll see how it works. But that's the basic concept of how it really operates. So that's my point. It's all about Satan. This little situation going on here in Mount Airy, or Clemens. All I wanted to bring up about that was simply worshiping Satan. Even changed his name. That's all I want to bring up about that. Nothing else. It's all the background of that point. When you get too close, you'll always have distraction. Always. Remember that. And when you don't have distraction, you're going off on a path he don't really care. When you start getting close to the truth, it's going to come at you. That's when you pawn the armor of God. No matter what. Now, in the articles that I want to talk about today, Proverbs 1:27, when your fear cometh as desolation, and your destruction cometh as a whirlwind, when distress and anguish cometh upon you, then shall they call upon me, but I will not answer. They will seek me early, but they shall not find me. For they that hated knowledge and did not choose the fear of the Lord, they would none of my counsel. They despised all my reproof. Therefore shall they eat of the fruit of their own way and be filled with their own device. For the turning away of the simple shall slay them, and the prosperity of fools shall destroy them. But whoso hearkens unto me shall dwell safely, and shall be quiet from fear of evil. Family, it's coming. Every word of that Bible from Genesis 1 to Revelation 22. And God brings it up to you, you got to know it. He'll let you know. And once you hear, you are responsible. He holds us responsible for this. Once we hear the truth, it's better not to know the truth. Imagine that. Because once you hear the truth, you are responsible for it. That's how that works. And the time is coming that you need to know the truth. For 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 3. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. Family, to get around that, you want to call it that, is accepting Jesus as your Savior. Renouncing the blood oaths. Bring your family back in the queue. You're going to get distracted. You're going to be ostracized. It's going to happen. Families will be separated and divided. Matthew 10:33-37. Jesus confirms it. Now, in some of the articles that I have come up with that I found this past couple days, I have mentioned this before. And here recently an article came out. Military generals move to arrest Obama after they find proof as he armed ISIS. See, all this is almost funny in a way. Obama has no power for nothing. The Jesuits tell him what to do. The Illuminati tells him what to do. You do have a separation of the U.S. government between the military, which are your quote-unquote white hats, patriots, whatever, and the Illuminati on the European side. But all they're fighting over is who's going to be in control. You had Bush wouldn't be a dictator. You had, as evidence shows, you had Nixon wouldn't be a dictator. You had FDR wouldn't be a dictator. And I've played these before and shown you the evidence of it. But they've always failed. Every president has failed. And those that are going to reveal this have been assassinated. Lincoln, McKinley, and JFK. Even Bush says things would be a lot easier if I was dictator. All of them have, it's kind of like a musical chair. But now they're making it look like Obama is a leader and that he's outfitting ISIS with weapons and so forth. And they're going to come with an arrest type of action, maybe, who knows. And that goes along with what Rick Joyner was talking about, right on the air. He talked about a military takeover. On the air, Rick Joyner, Morningstar Ministries, just came out in public announcement on his network that what we needed was a military takeover of the U.S. government. I mean, it's mind-boggling. Now, I've played this before, but, you know, unless someone actually calls for it, I'm not going to play it today because I've played it dozens of times in the past. A lot of my regular listeners have actually memorized it, I do think. But I play certain things over several times to show you in context. All you got to find is Rick Joyner and do a plus sign, and you can find out where he says about a military takeover. You should be able to find it on your internet. And if you can't, you send me an email or something, I'll show it for you. I can give it to you. I got it downloaded. Make sure I kept it. It just boggles my mind how they can do that openly like that. And they have. And including General Boykin. I mean, they've taken the blood oath for the Knights of Malta, and yet they're talking about patriots. They're on the side of those who take over, doing the dictatorship thing, taking over Obama. Yeah, because he's helping the Muslims. He's outfitting and arming ISIS. Well, that's what Reagan did down in Sandinista. I mean, they're all part of this. FDR worked with Churchill and the Japanese elite and planned Pearl Harbor. For goodness sakes, the 1920s. You know, you had Woodrow Wilson and Mandel House planning the financial fraud on American people. I've got from the documented entries of Wilson's diary how they perpetrated a fraud against American people. What happened? All these false flags of Reagan and Nixon. Nixon divided the United States into 10 regions, 5 states each, for executive order. They impeached him, brought his cousin in who pardoned him, Gerald Ford. We're cousins with Nixon, by the way. You see the game they play? That's how it really works. Jesus is the only way. Literally. And I keep going back to that, don't I? I keep messing people up because I keep connecting politics and religion. No, the reality is what I mix up and bring together. I unmix it and bring it together because it is connected together. They use both to keep us controlled. So right there, the articles are all coming out in the open. So Rick Joyner calls for military takeover. Article just came out. Military generals are moving to arrest Obama after they find proof he's armed ISIS. Now, there's unsuspecting veterans and Patriot members and so forth will eat this stuff up. Because, see, Obama's playing the role as he's told to by the Jesuits. His script is already planned out. War Powers Act, FDR, there's nothing different. Nothing whatsoever. They're all the same. Then you got Marines that's giving warning to ISIS if they dare come to America. ISIS, you come to America, we're going to kick your butt and take you on back, right? Okay. Well, ISIS is CIA. Okay, that's the reality. So is Al-Qaeda. Fictitious alternate enemies. And these Marines don't know that. Apparently. Or they're employed by them to stir up that insurrection that will lead to martial law. That's the other thing they do. Then you've got, on the 6th of October, what a coincidence. Major church leader, Bishop Bagobriri, what a name, of the Catholic Diocese of Kafanchan in Nigeria, of course, says it's a duty of Christians to take up arms to defend themselves and their brethren against Boko Haram, calling the jihadists as being part of Satan's drive Islamic organizations. For Christians to take up arms and just go to battle. Now that hit over here, that article. Don't you know that the Patriots will take this up and run with it against an enemy inside the United States that they don't even know who it is? So now you got this Christian guy over in Nigeria. You've got Rick Joyner here in America. You've got this article about, you know, major military generals moved to arrest Obama. All this is bringing up for dissension and rebellion, because their principle is that once you have dissension and rebellion, you'll always have a dictatorship by consent. That's how it really works. It is going to get down to the supernatural in the end. Apparently, they don't know that yet. I see us coming to a head. Pretty quickly. And it's moving so fast, sometimes I can't even write it down and talk about it. They've got to have a crisis of some kind to lead you to the first seal to accept peace. So if you'd accept peace under a new kind of regime, a new kind of philosophy, they must give you or provide for you a crisis that's going to set you up. That's how it works. It's always worked that way. It's called the dialectic. Families that pray together, stay together. Especially now. Did you know Bart Campolo? Now, what we've been talking about all week and last week was humanism. Well, Bart Campolo, a humanist chaplain, on the moment he came out of humanist to his fellow evangelical father. So now, this Bart Campolo is now coming out as a humanist. Humanism is a religion of the Antichrist and religion of Satan. To exalt mankind, to buy him off, before you're forced to take Lucifer as your leader. Because that is what the Freemasons see as their leader, is Lucifer. Did you know that? Were you aware of that? That they separated Lucifer and Satan as two different. Matter of fact, I can give you on the street testimony to this, and some of you have heard this before, but right here it is in your own words by a Shriner that was caught on the road going into the lodge out in the streets. Here goes. Check us out.
Lucifer, what is your problem?
Just that, sir.
Okay.
I'm a Christian, sir.
I'm pure and virtuous and wholesome and innocent. How can you say anything about me?
Sir, you need to be born again.
Am born again.
Now, did you just say that you are Lucifer?
I am Lucifer.
Okay, define Lucifer for me.
Pure, virtuous, wholesome, innocent individual that's out to help people.
Lucifer is?
Yeah.
Say that again. Lucifer is a pure, holy...
Virtuous.
Virtuous. Now, see the Lucifer that God created?
That's the same one.
Oh, man, this is great. I'm going to put this on the internet.
Oh,
amen.
God bless you,
amen.
Brother.
Because that's exactly what the Shriners and Masons teach, is that Lucifer is light.
No.
And you're
confirming
it. What about
those hospitals?
You know what, sir? Jesus said, many will say to him that day, Lord, Lord, did we not do these good deeds in your name? And you'll say, away from me, you workers of iniquity. I never knew you.
Jesus said it?
In Matthew chapter 5.
Mercy.
No.
That's hard to believe.
So you're a Christian and you don't know that. Actually.
No, I really am.
You are.
Because I'm pure and virtuous.
You're pure and virtuous. Okay. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, you're perfect without Jesus, right?
No.
Okay. Tell me about Jesus. Who is Jesus?
Oh. Well, he's my leader.
Is he the Son of God?
Yes, he is.
Is he the only worshipful master?
Yes.
Have you ever been called worshipful master?
No, because I've just been too busy. I've been working.
Working.
Been working to help people.
What
like
kind
you.
Of work? Okay.
Get out of here.
See, this is what a Mason confesses, is that Lucifer is light. You heard it?
You see, that's how it really works. Some of them don't even know. They don't realize what they're involved in. That's the tragedy of it. And they're taught that this is, it's a brotherhood, it's building men and character and all that, but that's a lie. It's not. They start them off like that in the first 3 degrees, yes. But as Albert Pike said, they're to lie to them. And then after the 3rd degree, beginning about the 4th degree, they start telling them what the real symbols mean. And further down, I'm not sure exactly which degree it is, they let them know the big secret about Lucifer. And so by then, they're already pulled into it, unless they're a 33rd degree by honorary measures, and they can do that in 1 weekend. But they're important people that they're going to use. That's when they renounce Jesus Christ and become dwell with a demon that they don't even know. They don't know this. They don't realize it. So I found other articles as I was going along, and I had one here. The Vatican's been saying for hundreds of years the Bible's useless. They control the Bible in Latin. Then they translated it into English, Erasmus, Tyndale, Wycliffe, etc. That really infuriated the Vatican, because then people could read it for themselves. I'm not going into biblical history right now. That's a rabbit trail. But now recently, they're talking about the Vatican's actually saying that Jesus Christ himself is useless. Then they had an article came out, made it viral, that Jesus is a myth, so-called scholar argues. The idea is to get rid of the name of Jesus and just talk about a Christ, the Christ. We assume it's Jesus, but it's not. So the idea is to eliminate Jesus, call him Yeshua, Yahuwah, Messiah, but don't call him Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Because that has power that we know about. And they know about it too. So the idea is to take people's, it takes people to get them away from the name of Jesus and to say that all religions are the same. It just depends on which country, which culture is worshiping God in the way they want to. So they try to keep the name of Jesus out of it. That's happening since the 1990s. Now I'll prove it to you. It goes something like this.
Tell me, what do you think is the future of Christianity?
1997.
Well, Christianity and being a true believer, you know, I think
the
body of Christ, which comes from all the Christian groups around the world, or outside the Christian groups, I think everybody that loves Christ or knows Christ, whether they're conscious of it or not, they're members of the body of Christ. And I don't think that we're going to see a great sweeping revival that will turn the whole world to Christ at any time. I think James answered that, the Apostle James, in the first council in Jerusalem, when he said that God's purpose for this age is to call out a people for his name. And that's what God is doing today. He's calling people out of the world for his name, whether they come from the Muslim world or the Buddhist world or the Christian world or the non-believing world. They are members of the body of Christ because they've been called by God. They may not even know the name of Jesus, but they know in their heart that they need something that they don't have, and they turn to the only light that they have, and I think that they are saved and that they're going to be with us in heaven.
This is fantastic. I'm so thrilled to hear you say that. There's a wideness in God's mercy.
There is.
There's a wideness.
That was 1997. But in the 1950s, Billy Graham was funded by the Rockefellers through the Laura Spelman Memorial Fund and Randolph Hearst. That's when the Rockefellers took control of religion. So for almost, 40 years, Billy Graham preached the truth until 1990s. Here's how it was before, though, just for a few minutes here. This is the actual answer that was preached from 1950s to 1980s. And then it changed, because that's when the New Age movement.
The Bible says there is none other name under heaven among men whereby we must be saved. There is no other way except by the way of that cross. I want to tell you something. If there had been another way of salvation, Jesus would have never died on the cross. On the night that he was betrayed, the night before he died, he knelt in the Garden of Gethsemane, and he said, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. What was he praying? He was saying, oh God, if it is possible to save Billy Graham, if it is possible to save Bill and Jim and Susie and the human race, if it is possible any other way, if they can work their way to heaven, if they can buy their way to heaven, if there's any other way, oh God, spare me the cross tomorrow. But the answer, as it were, came back from heaven. There is no other way. Man cannot be saved by bread alone. Man cannot be saved by earning his way, by working his way. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. There is only one way that men can get to heaven. One road. Jesus said it was a narrow road. He said the gate was narrow. And it's the cross. And I must come to his cross. That's the reason that one-third of Matthew, one-third of Mark, that's the reason that one-half of John is given over to the death of Jesus Christ in Hayes' Life of Lincoln. There are 5,000 pages, and Lincoln was dramatically assassinated, but there are only 25 pages given to his death. Yet in the biographies of Jesus Christ, from a third to a half are given to his death. Why? Because it's the only way to heaven. It is the only way to get forgiveness of sin. And if you haven't come by faith to the foot of that cross renouncing your sins, I don't care who you are, what you are, you'll never be in heaven. You might be a member of some church. You might live a good, decent life. And all of that is fine. But your sins are not forgiven and you're not going to heaven unless you've come by the way of that cross. Have you come by the way of that cross yet?
The only way that earth can ever find reconciliation with heaven.
And it goes on. You see, that's the truth there. Exactly the truth in the 1950s. Because when he was preaching then, as all the others were, he was preaching to the baby boomers and their families that were the nuclear family that knew the truth, and he had to be accepted by that generation of family until the Illuminati, the education and religion started chipping away after the 60s with the New Age movement, start chipping away at the belief system with New Age, Woodstock, drugs, etc. Till the next generation, about two generations later, give or take, it was now time to come out to start exalting the New Age movement, to deny Jesus. The Christ, Messiah, is this, so what it is. It could be anybody, actually. Until you add the name of Jesus to it, yeah, and you got a powerhouse. So, to show you the up-to-date, one of the most powerful women in America, one of the most evil, also follows the same criteria to show you how it connects.
The panel has been discussing the spirituality and the forces of God, but I also believe that there are two forces that are here with us, that we do have our God that we can depend on, but there's also a power of darkness that we do need to be aware of. And that's where the choice is.
Do you believe that you can choose between one or the other?
Oprah.
Most absolute, definitely.
Yeah. Now, Marianne Williamson says in her book, Return to Love, that we're always walking in the direction of one or the other, that all of your actions in life, either you're moving toward the darkness or you're moving toward the light.
That's right.
She calls it fear and love. There's this wonderful book called Ishmael by Daniel Quinn, which is, anyway, it's a gorilla talking, but anyway. It talks about, one of the points it brings out is one of the mistakes that human beings make is believing that there is only one way to live.
That
we don't accept that there are diverse ways of being in the world, that there are millions of ways to be
a human being.
Many paths to what you call God.
Her path
might be something else, and when she gets there, she might call it the light. But her loving and her kindness and her generosity brings her, if it brings her to the same point that it brings you, it doesn't matter whether she called it God along the way or not.
And I guess the danger that could be on that, I mean, it sounds great on the onset, but if you really look at both sides,
there couldn't possibly be just one way. What about Jesus? What about Jesus?
That even brings him up in this whole discussion, and you say there isn't only one way.
There is one way and only one way, and
there
that is through Jesus.
There couldn't possibly be with
because
the millions of people in the world.
There couldn't possibly be. Because you say, you intellectualize it and say there isn't. If you don't believe that, you're all buying into the lie.
But that makes you right.
Do you think that if you are somewhere on the planet, if you're somewhere on the planet and you never hear the name of Jesus, but yet you live with a loving heart, you lived as Jesus would have had you to live, you lived for the same purpose that Jesus came to the planet to teach us all, but you are in some remote part of the earth and you never heard the name of Jesus, you cannot get to heaven, you think?
And that is covered in the scriptures too. People
heart,
are talked about
truly,
that.
God knows the heart.
Does God care about your heart or God care about if you call his son Jesus?
Well, you know, Oprah, God, Jesus cannot come back until that gospel is preached in the four corners of this earth. So, you know, figure it out.
Okay, I can't get into a religious argument with you.
It's not religion, Oprah.
I can't get into a religious argument with you. John.
You see, why are they afraid of Jesus? What's wrong with that? Unless there's power behind it, you see? Now it's coming out. Is coming out as power. You see, that's what they're afraid of. And the humanist is trying to get mankind tied into it through the humanism, to make man his own God. So the 40 techniques of the Illuminati is based on just that, to divide the families. Now, since when? 1945. But to infiltrate into the families, they had to come in. For example, can I integrate an eagle with a flock of ducks? That would not go over very well. So I got to make sure that eagle looks like a duck. You see, if you're going to integrate into ducks, you got to look like a duck. You got to walk like a duck. You got to quack like a duck and be like a duck, or you're not going to be brought into the ducks. I guess that would be called Duck Dynasty, wouldn't it? You know, they're going to do their own Bible next year, the Duck Dynasty. They're frauds of Christians as well. Of that, there's no question. Ellen G. White, her own Bible, created their own religion. Charles Taze Russell, Joseph Smith, Constantine, Christianity, it's all pagan. See, Jesus Christ, as you heard toward the end there, God is not about religion. Christianity is based on a pagan root system and holidays to pull us away from the truth in subtle ways, to cover it up with a Christian flavor. But we're doing the Christian thing. They're sacrificing human beings on 25th of December and 24th of December, on 31 October, in April. Every holiday, every single holiday are earmarkers for occult sacrifice of human beings or sex magic rituals. I'm sorry, it sounds weird, don't it? But it's actually the truth. Where do you think these children go? 500,000 disappear every year. Majority are for that reason. So they got to destroy the families beginning in 1945, because they need the family structure together to foment that patriotic fervor, that character, yeah, let's go fight for the country and all that, which was set up by Edward Bernays in the 1920s. Fight for freedom was the same as light up for freedom. Family, we've been hooked, crooked, and snuggled. Hug-snowed. That's the way I'm trying to say it. We've been lied to. You see. Now, do we have wars we have to fight? Yep. We've the guts between a rock and a hard place here. World War I, World War II, coming up World War III between Zionism and Islam. That's how they're setting it up now. The enemy is not Islam. The Islam is a product of the enemy, which is the Vatican. The Vatican, secret societies, that's the enemy. And they're nothing but foot soldiers of the Illuminati who are slaves to a higher hierarchy. That's how it really works. So yesterday, I really talked more about feminism and the working mothers. You say, what's that got to do with it? Well, feminism was created, as I've talked about it, and I need to cover that in more detail at a later date. Today's a general discussion, I guess, continuing on with the techniques of Illuminati that they've used to control us. But what's amazing is that they must destroy the family to destroy the country. Feminism was a major, major effort funded by the Rockefellers. Now, the feminists, those involved in the feminist movement, don't have a clue that they're being used for their own destruction. Vladimir Lenin said, to destroy a country, you must destroy the family. And that's a fact. So you create a need for the women. For example, first you got to put them under bondage. By design. Whatever culture it is, whatever target you have, you put them under some kind of bondage. And then you project a day that they'll have freedom. So you put them under bondage, and then you'd lead them to a spiritual faith or a movement, organization, something that's going to galvanize the ones that's been subjected to slavery of some kind. That's the second step, is a movement, a religion, something that's going to galvanize them together to give them the third step, which is courage. And if they have that movement, they have that religion, they have that galvanizing point or whatever it is, you call it, name it, an ism of some kind. You've trained their leaders. Then you go for freedom. And the freedom is what gets you in control. Because they think they're free, but they're not free. But you make it think that they are. That's exactly what's happening today again. You see? Now, I've cited this quote many times before. That let's see. A quote I usually have it in my tongue, tip of tongue, but I want to make sure I get it right. It goes by stand by a minute. Wolfgang Goethe. None are helplessly enslaved, none are more helplessly enslaved than those who falsely believe that they're free. And George Orwell said, political language designed to make lies sound truthful, murder respectful, and to give an appearance of solidity to pure wind. You see, if you don't know you're enslaved, yet you're being controlled, that's the best slave you've got. That's exactly what they've done. And they put opposition within your group. Vladimir Lenin, a student of the New Age movement and humanists, said the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. That's exactly what they've done. So you give us a false sense of freedom. But God gives you a full sense of freedom, and that time is coming. Right now is a testing phase. Right now is to see whose side you're on. Dresden James said, and I quote, "The ideal tyranny is that which is ignorantly self-administered by its victims. The most perfect slaves are therefore those which blissfully, unawarely enslave themselves." So by announcing a military takeover, by a dictatorship to fight the dictators, blah, 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 all that stuff, helps put them back in control. It is going to go to a point where they will have to realize that Jesus is the only way, and the supernatural, putting on the full armor of God and accepting Jesus Christ as Savior, 2 Chronicles 7:14, is the answer. "If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray, seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, will forgive their sin, and will heal their land." That is the only answer. There is no other. And that's what I try to project in these programs that I put out. To show you how they're operating. And what your response can be. It's for you to investigate it yourself. But for others that are Christian, they say, "Well, it's going to happen like it's going to happen. I'm not going to do anything." Well, hold on a minute now. Because all that's necessary for the triumph of evil is that good men do nothing. That's when you band together, like in Texas where they stopped the same-sex marriage. Or like in Texas where they stopped the HPV vaccine that Governor Perry is going to make it mandatory. Certain things you can do to delay their action. That you're taking that action together. But fighting's not one of them, because it helps justify martial law. Because Vladimir Lenin also said, the best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and dictatorship by consent. As long as you have dissension and rebellion, you will have repression and dictatorship by consent. Now, to show you how that is used and ran, The Atlas Shrugged, which is a textbook of the Illuminati, 1957, based on a fictional storyline, is not fictional. It's an actual textbook that they used, and the fictional storyline is the cover for it. Ayn Rand, who is followed by Ron Paul and Rand Paul and several others closely, she is a communist. She was evil to the core. She is a mistress of Philip Rothschild. She wrote that book, Atlas Shrugged, textbook. She said, in relative to the principle, as long as you have dissension and rebellion, you'll have repression and dictatorship by consent. Relative to that statement, she wrote in the book as a principle, quote, "There is no way to rule innocent men. The only power any government has is the power to crack down on criminals." Well, when there aren't enough criminals, one makes them. One declares so many things to be a crime that it becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. One declares so many things to be a crime that becomes impossible to live without breaking laws. But just pass the kind of laws that can neither be observed nor enforced or objectively interpreted. You create a nation of lawbreakers, and then you cash in on guilt. Now that's the system, Mr. Reardon. That's the game. And once you understand it, you'll be much easier to deal with, unquote. See, that falls in line with it. Exactly. That's how they work. And that's what's been going on our entire history. And we're kept busy by all those other means of TV and the 40 ways that they've tried to control us. So you don't come up with these conclusions. Feminism, and that, well, I know, saying that, man, I know one thing for sure. I could never go governor, mayor, or any kind of position politically saying that feminism is created to destroy the country. You know, but I'm not against all, I'm neutral in this regards to, I'm telling you all how they operate. I'm not anti-feminism. I'm not pro-male. I'm telling you exactly what they're doing. You see, I'm not here taking some kind of political position one way or the other. I'm trying to remain neutral here and try to show you their strategy. You see, for example, I could be saying these things, say, oh, no, this guy on the radio, he's anti-feminist. He's anti-woman. He's anti. No, not at all. I'm telling you what they're doing and how they're doing it. You see, if I take a position, then it completely makes me a biased commentator as opposed to an Irish potato. I'd be a commentator that was biased. So that completely blows my credibility out the window. You see, because I'm biased one way or the other. He's a male chauvinist. Where'd that come from? Well, that was me saying it, but a male chauvinist. You're a male chauvinist. You see, we give labels to shut down that opposition. This is a humanist agenda, to attach labels, names for movements. Edward Bernays, Sigmund Freud, Council of Foreign Relations, Tavistock. These organizations create this situation, create these labels. Okay, let me give you another example. We know that, have studied this, that Christmas is a pagan holiday. On the outside of it, you have the manger and you have the programs, and it's all nice, it's neat, it's touching and warm and all that. But what you're not seeing in the background is the Yule log, is the mistletoe, is the tree, is the presents, is the hassle of the drinking parties and all this stuff. You got to encompass the whole thing. And the fact that Jesus wasn't even born in December, that's a problem. And the fact that Mithra, from Mithraism, one of the ancient mystery schools of religion, Mithra, was created on December the 25th. And Tammuz, illegitimate son of Semiramis, the wife slash mother of Nimrod, is also the 24th of December. That's a problem. Oh, it gets worse. So once Satan has found out, Satan knew that once it was discovered that Christmas, or even Easter, but Christmas pagan, what's a Christian going to do? Well, I'm not going to celebrate Christmas because it's pagan. Okay. Now, they've got to stop for that. You know what you're being if you don't celebrate Christmas? You're a Scrooge. Yo, Scrooge, you. Yeah, but it's pagan. Nah, you're a Scrooge. Why? Because we've been showing it on TV. We see Scrooge is associated with just a bad old guy who's like Silas Greeley or whatever. He's, you know, is evil, mean. Little tiny Tim, I don't care, blah, blah, blah. Well, no, you find out that Christmas is pagan. Well, I don't want to celebrate it. You old Scrooge. This is massive, what I'm saying. This has incredible implications. Massive implications. It will not win me votes for the next election of senator. As if I'd actually do it. You see what I mean? But here's the other downside to it that's not funny at all. Is a lot of children die that night on sacrifices. Of human sacrifice they don't tell you about. That's a problem. And then the others that don't have anything at all. They don't have any presents. They don't have anything. They're like completely depressed. How many suicides happen on Christmas because of depression? You ever thought about that? How many accidents happen because of drinking? Partying? Oops. You see how it works? I suppose I'm not winning too many friends today, but family, you got to know the truth. The raw truth. So every time you go against one of these movements, feminism, whatever, Christmas, Easter, you've got an identification, a label, that you're one thing or the other. That's how it works. From the moment the powers decide to use a left-wing feminism as a way to cause resentment between men and women, I'd say it worked, and their children, is the moment when the institution of marriage failed and faltered. That's why the Rockefellers funded feminism. Two incomes give mom and dad the false sense that they had money, and thus materialism and seeped into the lives at the same time. The roles of males has been redefined and belittled by design. Did you know that Madonna, look up Burke Peerage, Ancestry.com, several others, confirm that Madonna, Brad Pitt, are in the same bloodline family, literally, as George Bush, Cheney, Kerry, Colin Powell. They're all the same bloodline as Queen Elizabeth II. Did you know that? Wow. That their bloodline can be traced back to King John and Charles Mayne, all the way back to the pharaohs of Egypt. Yeah, buddy. In between, the Dark Ages, in between, Attila the Hun, Genghis Khan, Muhammad the Prophet, family, these are all in the same bloodline. King Edward IV, marriage to the Muslim kings of Spain and Seville. And Islam, the religion, was created by the Vatican in the 6th century. Oh, wow, man. Isn't that something? Now you see, it's all connected together. Satan's been a busy, busy boy. They needed the family structure together for the First and Second World War. To have the principles, the standing up to be a man, yeah, that kind of thing. Fight for my country, those darn Huns. Yeah, those Nazis. Yeah. Those chinks. Yeah. You see what they did? They assigned labels. Hey, you cracker. Hey, you, I hate that. I'm not even going to say that word. N word. I hate that word. I hate that word severely. The N word. And the F word for homosexuals. I hate that word. It just goes through me. I hate that word. I'm not going to say it. But you know what I'm talking about. These words have been established by the Vatican, by the Jesuits, to put us at odds with each other, to give us each other labels. So we'll look at each other as non-human. To have conflict. Conflict will bring then people who want to come together, but under their control. It's called the dialectic. To divide the family began in the year 1945. I mean, the engineering, the social engineering of this agenda is just amazing. And the average human, the average American, they don't have a clue. Man, they have no idea. And those involved in feminism and the socialism and all that, they don't know either. They do not know that they're being used and abused as a pawn in a bigger game. To divide the families, and I've covered this before, the name keeps popping up every single now daily, almost always. Is this Ruth Bader Ginsburg, for goodness sakes? Man, she's on the top of the list right now. Pushing it. It's like they're pushing for the final bout. Regular listeners, bear with me here. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg, family, no. 1977. She'd been fighting this thing, setting up this thing for 30 or 40 years. That woman won't quit. Just like Ayn Rand, evil to the absolute total core. Ginsburg is Illuminati from Russia. That's a Russian family of Illuminati. Satanic up to their eyeballs and nose hair and makeup. Ruth Bader Ginsburg based her report on the U.S. Commission of Civil Rights in 1977 and previous court opinions. She stated that the federal government in 1977 should, number one, provide comprehensive child care. The government should provide comprehensive child care. That was to get the children out of the home. Then she wrote in this same report, they wanted to change the homestead law. And the purpose that the government should change the homestead law was provide double benefits to couples who don't live together as to a husband and wife who do live together. That was to split the family in marriages. Shouldn't it be the other way around? Shouldn't it have a law that says you'll get double benefits if you live together and make it harder for you to live apart because you're going to support the family, right? No. Not when you're heading this path that you're going now. It's been set up for 40 years or more by the laws that this woman has put through. Her agenda. She'd been patient for a long time. Now she's like getting nasty. It's like the cattle running to that water, but it's poison water. The purpose of changing the homestead law, double benefits to couples who don't live together, means they'll have separate domiciles because why? Because they're running out of money. That's why they don't have jobs. So they got split up to get more benefits, to make more money, so they can help secure their family. Man, that's evil these people are. Number three was to draft women in the military and assign them to combat duty. No support role. No. Combat duty. And then apply affirmative action to the armed forces. And the purpose of that, in connection with drafting women in the military, on cue, once they're drafted in, then they apply affirmative action to the military. That happened. And that was to equalize the number of men and women together in the military. What was that for? The behind purpose of that was to eliminate traditional feminine roles. And with the start, the Marine Corps already did it last year. Panetta did accomplish that because he's a Knights of Malta. Panetta is a Knights of Malta member. You understand this? They're taking a blood oath against America, working for the secret societies and Lucifer. Can it be more plainer than that? I don't know how to be. So Panetta, 30 years later, or 40, whatever, fulfilled this requirement right on target. June of 2013, he lifted the ban for women to go to frontline units. What does that mean? That means that they're going to start off with artillery units. Putting women loading, can you imagine a woman loading a 155 round? Come on now. I mean, really. Wait a minute. Isn't the Joint Chief of Staff supposed to have something to say about this? Wouldn't you think the Joint Chief of Staff would object to something like this? Can a woman do as many pull-ups, set-ups, and how about the sexual assaults in the tens of thousands, men and women now, since Clinton brought in the homosexuals in the 1990s, on cue, Obama, his partner, then lifted the don't ask, don't tell, so you can come out and be honest about it and say you are homosexual. That split the military up, which was his purpose all along. Family, it's a tag team match here against us, all of them working together. So if they're talking about removing Obama because it's helped ISIS, then you better start talking about removing all of the Joint Chief of Staff that are members of Rhodes Scholars and Knights of Malta, because they're the most evil that there are. Because they're the ones perpetrating it. Let's not stop there. Let's keep going. All of them. Every one of them. Now, I've been talking about this for 5 years now. Well, it just so happens somebody come out with an article just recently and is talking about October the 6th. That was yesterday. Traitors within the gates. CFR's military membership roster. Somebody starting to do their homework finally. And here's a fellow Marine, Colonel BUHL. I am currently a military fellow, U.S. Marine Corps at the Council of Foreign Relations in New York. I joined the CFR after the great privilege and honor of commanding the fighting for 50. What's going on with these people? Don't they understand that the CFR is the Illuminati? That the CFR was responsible for all the deaths of Korea and Vietnam and World War II? What in the dickens is wrong with these people? Quote, as in World War II, the Chicago Tribune blamed the Council on Foreign Relations for our ill-advised entry into first police action. Quote, the members of the Council on Foreign Relations, is what I was talking about, the members of the Council should look at their hands. There's blood on them, the dried blood of the last war, that's World War II, and the fresh blood of the present one, that's Korean War, unquote. That's a fact. I'd have to resign if I was a general or colonel or 10-buck-2 coffee-carrying major. I'd resign before I'd bring those satanic Council of Foreign Relations members. I'd refuse it, and I'd resign. I'm out of here. Because they are responsible for the graves at Arlington Cemetery of World War II and the Korean War. They are responsible for those deaths. So how, as a military commander, do you justify even connecting with this immense evil at the CFR? Shaakashvili, former chairman, Joint Chief of Staff. Colin Powell, former State Secretary of State, former chairman of Joint Chief of Staff. General Myers, former chairman, Joint Chief of Staff. Wesley Clark, who's a Rhodes Scholar. For goodness sakes, alive. General Haig. Family, General Haig, Alexander Haig, and Kissinger. They orchestrated the NSSM 200 depopulation plan, setting up the genocide of human beings I see that as a problem. And Jimmy Bob Carter, peanut farmer, former president, thwarted that plan with Global 2000 to kill even more. And to help him was Gates, vaccines. Now you got it. You've got Lieutenant General Frank KLOTZ, U.S. Air Force, who's a Rhodes Scholar, for goodness sakes. General Allen, U.S. Air Force, National Security Agency, Admiral Abbott, Rhodes Scholar. Goodness gracious. I'm hoping they hear so they'll realize what they're involved in and renounce that oath they took and take Jesus as their Savior before it's too late. I'm probably not making many friends right now. I'm not here to make friends. I'm not here to be popular. I'm not here to sell anything. I'm not here for any of that. Just trying to get the truth out. I didn't say tooth. I said truth. What to do? You've got, as of October 6th, a report that the Supreme Court, Monday, turned away 7 same-sex marriage cases in 5 states, including Oklahoma. Now the 10th Circuit Court of Appeals has lifted its stay on gay marriage in Oklahoma, meaning that same-sex marriage is now legal in the state of Oklahoma. They have fought for that, and they fought for that. You know how they do it? The way they do it is they start taking the Ten Commandments down in schools. They change other things that belong to God in the schools. And then they, once they accomplish that, the NAACP, it causes God to pull away, allowing them more latitude. Now, decisions to set back for the gay rights movement at one time, that caused the federal government to come in on them. You see? So the goal of achieving marriage equality nationwide, it does allow the lower court rulings in those 5 states to stand. All in favor of marriage equality, that means same-sex marriages in Indiana, Wisconsin, Utah, Oklahoma, and Virginia will be able to get married. It's increased exponentially just very recently. And here's the purpose of it, a bigger purpose, is once they get America to make throughout the United States same-sex marriage, which is against the Bible, against family structure, then God's going to pull away his influence. And that's going to allow Satan to start getting more control because we turn away from God. That's how it really works. That's what they've been working on all along. Oklahoma finally got nabbed. And they're going to start hitting it on it hard as they can go. Abortion rights groups ask Supreme Court to halt Texas restrictions. Man, they are hitting this with all 8 barrels, man. 8 barrels on this race. Let me tell you. You see how they're doing it? It's like, you know, one thing after another. I keep track of all this as much as I can, 24/7 almost. I sleep in between every now and then. But I try to keep track of this, to try to tell people what's going on and connect these dots, man, because this thing is picking up steam. So if the bad people, the people that's doing this mess, can see what they're doing and hear what they're doing, maybe they'll back off. Maybe they'll realize, wait a minute, what are we really doing here? They're setting themselves up for failure. They don't realize that when they peel the onion, the closer you get to the middle of the onion, more truth is discovered of the groups within that next layer of onion. But here's the problem. The problem is they throw the layers of onion away as they reveal it. They kill you. and your family. That's a problem. They will not support you. And your so-called fellow Masons, your so-called friend that's in the Knights of Malta Rhodes Scholar, he will backstab you so fast you'll know it hit you. Because their loyalty is not to you and your former friendship. In March 2009, UN Population Division Policy Brief, what would it take to accelerate fertility decline in the least developed countries? They've already started that. Microsoft Bill Gates said, quote, the world today has 6.8 billion people. That's heading up to about 9 billion. Now, if we do a really great job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, we could lower that by perhaps 10 or 15%. What? What do you mean lower? You mean to kill? Of course, you all don't mind that, do you? That they eliminate the less important people. Does that bother you at all? That they sterilize lower income people or those they consider derelicts or not as good as they are? You don't mind that they would sterilize all those stupid people, do you? Does that bother you? But then again, you ask yourself, who do they consider stupid, by the way? Who do they consider goyim? And where's the cutoff point? That should concern you just a tad bit there, a little bit, huh? It ought to. I was talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg. In that report she sent, draft women to military, assign them to combat duty, apply affirmative action, equalize the number of men and women. I'm sure you women out there, it's the military, you're in frontline units now. You can be put there. The Marine Corps run through a unit last year. I'm sure that you ladies out there could handle a 6'1", 230-pound Spitznaz. No problem, right? Well, they can in the movies, of course. In the movies, it's always where a woman's kicking the butt out of this big old guy with hook kicks and spinning wheel kicks. And they always come at the last minute, the men in the white suits or helicopter or something, I don't know what. It's always in the movies it works. But can you really go head-to-head when they Spitznaz lands in your artillery unit when you're firing on them? And a Spitznaz unit lands where you are and you're behind front lines, but you're still combat. I'm sure you'd go head to head with a Spitznaz, no problem, right? Or if the men you're with get a little bit angry and kind of want to have a little sex going on and y'all better think what you're doing and what you're involved in. You Joint Chief of Staff, shame on you. Cowards, every one of you, for not saying something. Taking a blood oath because you don't see yourself stronger than Satan through Jesus Christ. You find yourself weak among the Luciferians that you think have control. You think God's going to allow them to have total control? It's impossible. Well, the fourth part of Ruth Bader Ginsburg's report, among many, but this is the primary ones, was to eliminate a traditional family concept. Imagine that. And that family concept that she wanted to eliminate of the husband as a breadwinner, wife as homemaker, which is a nuclear family, prior to 1945, integrate all male, all female organizations, such as Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, fraternities, and sororities. That was to eliminate traditional male roles. Now, has that been done? And you think it's accidental that they are defunding the Boy Scouts if they don't let the transgenders in? I'm sure you've read that now. Or bringing the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts together in one meetings? I don't care either way. I'm telling you how they're doing it and what's going to happen as a result of it. They're now showing you men can be men can be girls and girls can be men. They even have high schoolers or under high schoolers, middle school, that's going through a men dress as women as something cute. Family, there's more to this than just meets the eye. having fraternities and sororities sharing the same bathroom in colleges, the same quarters. This was to eliminate traditional male roles. Bringing women into race car driving. I don't care. They can race car camels if they want to. I don't really care. But I'm telling you, all those areas has always been traditional male roles, male playing, male operation. Then women do their thing. Is now being crisscrossed and combined. Personally, I don't care. But I'm telling you what's happening on a cultural basis and with the strategy that they're using. And it's working. But it's not going to stop there, family. They now have wombs that they can implant in bodies. See, what they're not telling you is the whole idea is to have an abomination to physical characteristics of making a man a woman and a woman a man so they don't have to get married. So they can have babies within themselves. See, this is the highest level of what's going on that I'm telling you right now. And it just so happened, they always have a test. And the recent one was a London woman who married herself after being single for 6 years. She had a self-marriage. Now, the honeymoon would be interesting to find out how that works. Probably one of those male or female plastic dummies. I don't know. It's kind of graphic. Then you had a woman marrying her dog. Had a man marrying his dog. Family, you can laugh at this if you want to. You can think it's kind of funny, ha-ha, if you want to. But family, this is their effort to trivialize and mock an institution that God established 7,000 years ago with Adam and Eve. And now they're trying to say, these so-called Christians, yeah, are trying to say now that Adam was both male and female, and that God took out the female part of Adam's anatomy, rib or something, and made Eve, because Adam was both male and female. Family, these are Christians from coming from hell, that they know what they're doing, and they're promoting this evil agenda. I don't know else to tell you. And they play to be Christian. They play to be all milk toast, lovey-dovey. I love the Bible, and et cetera, et cetera. And they're wolves in sheep's clothing. And everybody just sits by and lets it go on. That now Adam was both male and female. You see what's happening here? That is the Baphomet. That's why you see the Baphomet statue with has boobs on him. And then it's a man and a goat head. Because they're combining animal DNA, female DNA, male DNA, and different cultures' DNA into one human being to make an abomination. You know when that happened last? Before the flood. The fallen angels had combined DNA to create the dinosaurs, create the their so-called cavemen or whatever. Abominations that they tried to create. Giants. Genesis 6:2-6:4. The sons of God were the fallen angels in the Old Testament before the flood. And then after the flood, the sons of God, Job 38:7, 1-7, were the fallen angels. Cohabitated with daughters of men and the different DNA combined. And by using alchemy, to combine animal, plant, and human DNA. So the flood, God destroyed everything for that very reason. That was the reason God destroyed the earth the first time. And God's going to do it again, but this time by fire. You see how it works? They'll never succeed. It's impossible. So those of you in the secret societies, you better reassess what you're doing. Because you have no idea who you're messing with. And that's God Almighty, the creator of this universe. He's letting you go along. You know why he's patient? He wishes that none would perish but all would have everlasting life. It doesn't mean you get it automatically. It means you got to renounce the oath, just like Billy Graham used to say. Of course, not he's saying that not now, because he's been activated to support the Vatican and the New Age movement. That's evil. They'll sacrifice people being saved long enough that they can get inside with that fifth column strategy. That's how they do it. Family, it's Jesus we look at, no other human being. And the way they get to you, you're going to walk like a duck, and if you're going to get into a duck flock or whatever you want to call it, then you got to act like a duck and walk like a duck and quack like a duck. Well, you can sell them insurance. You got Aflac. But it's a principle. And I'm going to give you that principle right now. Cicero, Marcus Tullinius, in 42 B.C., 42 years before Christ, they've used this strategy ever since. It's called the enemy within. A nation can survive its fools and even the ambitious, but it cannot survive treason from within. An enemy at the gates is less formidable, for he's known and he carries his banners openly, but the traitor moves among those within the gates. Freely his sly whispers rustling through the alleys, heard in the very hall of government itself, for the traitor appears not to be traitor. He speaks in the accents familiar with the victims. He wears their face and their garments. He appeals to the basis that lies deep within the hearts of men. He rots the soul of a nation. He works secretly and unknown in the night to undermine the pillars of a city. He infects the body politic so that it can no longer resist. A murderer is less to be feared. Cicero, Marcus Tullinius, 42 B.C. And that's what you have with Joint Chief of Staff. That's what you have with Council of Foreign Relations. That's what you have with your Knights of Malta, your Freemasons to the highest level, your Rhodes Scholars, your Knights of Columbus. You thought of Islam, didn't you? Islam is also a victim because they've put inside it radical factions. Zionism. The Jews are a victim based on the Zionist liars like Netanyahu and all the rest of them. The real Jews are being targeted by these so-called Jews that are Ashkenazi, Khazars, and Israel today. God's going to take care of that. It's called the second, third, and fourth seal. That's God's business. The real Hebrews will come back. The Hebrew language will be brought back. Not yet, but it's coming. And we'll all be speaking Hebrew. But not yet. So his name is Jesus, not Yeshua. Because the next Yeshua, Sananda, is the false prophet. That's why they're trying to get everybody to say Yeshua now. Sacred name movement. Hebrew roots movement. Christian identity is a fraud. Oh, some serious things getting ready to happen. And what I'm saying is dead serious. Some of you all know this. Some of you are like saying, what in the world is he talking about? Well, you better get to know it. Because it's going to get up close and personal not long. Family. But keep in mind, they lose. They've already lost it to cross the Calvary. Right now, we're counting the casualties of those that fall away. And the victory of those that accept Jesus. That's really the bottom line. Y'all. Well, family, I have a lot more to talk about tomorrow. I just get warmed up today. It usually takes me about an hour to get warmed up. But the prayer I gave earlier is a prayer you need of putting on the full armor of God now, every day. Because you're going to see the rise of Satanism, Luciferianism, witchcraft, more and more in the crimes being committed. Because that veil is thinning out. Family, keep in mind that we're played up in highportradio.net. Highportradio.net plays our broadcast and our Bible studies random basis out of the goodness of his heart. John Kirkler, H-E-R-K-A-L-E-R. And we appreciate that. Also, he has sponsors that if you're in Pennsylvania, New York, and New Jersey, locate his website, highpointradio.net. Find out what his sponsors are and use them as your anything you do, whatever. I don't get anything for it. Don't want anything for it. I'm not advertising for that point, but he plays our broadcast. And that's why I point him out. And he's a guy, and he's doing the best he can and doing a good job. And we appreciate him running our shows and broadcasts. Also, my website is watchmanforjesus.com. And my Facebook is Watchman for Jesus. And that's what I cover, is just that. So y'all have a good night. And God bless you. But don't let them put fear in you, family. Stand up for what you believe in. But that time's coming when it's going to cost. It's going to cost. Right now it's practice. I'm telling you. Right now it's practice. Memorize the scripture. Learn how to save, learn how to lead someone to Jesus, the steps you take. Because it's coming around. Y'all be ready. So have a good night. God bless you all. Tonight, Bible study 8 to 9 on watchmanforjesus.com. 8 to 9. So y'all have a good night. God bless you all. This is your Watchman, signing off.
Shining out from him like sunlight from the sky. Guilt and my confusion disappeared in sweet relief. And every fear I'd ever had just melted into peace.